This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Mining giant BHP Billiton saw profits fall for the first time in 3 years. Shares are down 0.2% this morning. The company had been booming as the price of commodities like copper skyrocketed, but slowing growth in China has dampened demand and helped push prices down. Joining me now is Josh Brown, Vice President of Fusion Analytics. He joins me live. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Josh, what does this news from BHP Billiton say about the global economy?
Well, I mean, it's important in that, you know, this is a really good gauge of just the state of global growth. And obviously, China is the biggest customer for things like aluminum and nickel and iron ore, which is what they use to make steel. So I think the most notable factor in this BHP earnings report was not that they did a slightly better than expected number, but they canceled this massive $20 billion expansion in the copper mine. And I think that shows just realism about what's really happening out there and how much demand there really is for commodities right now.
Josh, it's also been it was a bad morning for European markets. The Prime Minister of Greece just officially asked for more time to meet some of the financial reforms required under the terms of its bailout. What is your take on the European situation?
Well, so things have been very quiet for the last month as many European politicians and business people were on the beaches. Now they're coming back, and September is going to be a really crucial month. So if you look at how European stocks have traded, they're up about 14% since they bottomed in June. That's a pretty big rally for a whole continent's stocks. But now we're going into this period where September 12th, Germany is going to have a vote on whether or not the new European stability mechanism is even legal. That's the mechanism by which they borrow $500 billion from the ECB to distribute. You've also got elections in Holland. So, you know, I think we're getting back into this kind of headline-driven period of time that we've been able to do without for a while. And these are certainly going to be crucial events.
Josh Brown with Fusion Analytics. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.